Good morning, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. You know, this morning is kind of interesting. I'm looking at film today and I came across a gentleman who is on the other side of the ball out of Oklahoma Panhandle State University. You're probably asking yourself who that is and where that is. Well, he's a strong safety defensive player, a rolling linebacker. I mean, this guy can play multiple positions and have proven it. If you haven't seen his stats last year, 49 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 1 fumble return, and 1 interception, this is unprecedented because this gentleman has a play style, Troy Polamalu, and looks just like him. Essentially, his play style, his tackling, he leaves a lot to be desired, however, separating himself from the rest of the pack heading into his senior season. Welcome, Isaiah Vimota Jr. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. Glad for the opportunity.
Absolutely. No doubt. Thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate your time. How was your 4th of July weekend?
4th of July was great. You know, just spending time with family and friends, you know, just enjoying the day, enjoying the time that to be spent with family because you don't get that often, so. Just enjoy the day.
That's exactly right. He had a long travel time, from what I understand. Let's move right along. We have a lot of ground to cover. You know about covering a lot of ground. You exited high school covering a lot of ground. You had to cover a lot of ground to come up with the decision as to who you wanted to play for. What was your criteria, and how did you know that Oklahoma Panhandle State University was the right move to make?
Well, in high school, I went to different high schools, and you know, in high school, you want to sort of go to high school for all 4 years, so you build up the chemistry with the players, with especially the coaches, to build the trust that you can become that starter. So, but between your freshman and sophomore year, when it comes to your junior and senior year, you'll have that confidence, and they'll have the confidence in you. But for me, I went to three different high schools, so I was bouncing around, and I had to start over every now and then. And I did my final senior year at Colleen High School. And, you know, I went there as a senior. They already had their favorites. They already had their players. And I'm just the new guy who has one season left and they know nothing about. And really, I rarely played that senior year in Colleen. But, you know, at the end of the season, one of the head coaches from Panama State came down, talked to a whole bunch of the seniors. And then one of me and my friends named Chad, we talked about it, and then it was just an opportunity that I took, and I just took full advantage of it. I didn't really have any other looks coming out of that senior year, so I just took with it and I went with it. And you know, I've been blessed to come this far. I'm just trying to make the best out of it.
You know, if anybody is not familiar with the Killeen area, and that's Killeen, Texas, it's a small place. There's really not a lot of highlighted areas, there isn't a lot of high rises. We're talking low, flat land. But for some reason, you knew where to land, and you landed at the right choice. I mean, there were colleges, I'm sure, that were looking for you, and I'm sure you wanted to attend some colleges yourself to not only enhance you as a person from the inside, but to enhance their program on the outside. Many things can be said about comparisons, and we know that those out there wouldn't necessarily fit your play style, and obviously your zero quit in any given play is never in question. When comparisons are made, what are your thoughts when compared to other players in, let's say, your division, or maybe even the NFL?
I mean, it's an honor to be in the same category, to be mentioned with other great players, because, you know, just being recognized with those group of people is a blessing, because it's good to see that other people acknowledge you and notice what you do on the field and off the field. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, obviously, it's a blessing, and I'm thankful for it.
No doubt about that one. Look, looking forward, the NFL has been proven within the past few years, and we had this discussion earlier, Division II players have ended up in the NFL. Jeff Janis, Pierre Desir, I had the pleasure of interviewing these guys. They have yet to see a lot of playtime for their respective teams, but they will see more playtime. They need to, because their secondary has been okay, not the best, not the elite. And I think these guys can make positive contributions, as you will, moving into your senior season. And when looking at film, you seem to be a fleet of foot. I know it's a cliche, but for you, it's really true. Along with that solid waist tackling, and it appears as though those particular techniques you learned early on in your career. And it appears as though you've actually mastered it. Where do you see yourself most comfortable defensively?
Most comfortable, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I'm comfortable with any position that, I can be placed in. But personally, I would think strong safety. I like being in the field. I like being able to see everything in front of me and I just go make a play. And I feel comfortable at strong safety. That's what I have the size for. And that's how I played growing up. So, that's all I know. Just seeing everything in front of me and going and making that play.
Well, you have Hawkeyes. And when I say Hawkeyes, I have seen play after play after play after play where you relatively snuff out the play. You know what's going to be headed your direction. You make that lunge at multiple quarterbacks throughout your respective division. And to be honest with you, I really see that being that much more, from an offensive standpoint, something to look for. And so, this guy's going to he's going to come across here. We got to know what to do to stop him. I haven't yet to see any offensive line that has been able to stop you from getting that waist tackle or, getting that quarterback sack. I remember watching one where that quarterback was crunched between you and another player. I think it was like a safety blitz coming off the edges. Yeah. And it was devastating. I looked at it. I seen the guy on the floor. I said, oh my gosh, where's this? Is he going to get up from that? I don't know. But no, seriously, it was legal. It looked good. It was a solid tackle. I know your intent was not to hurt the guy, but it just was a solid play on your part. And I really foresee you becoming even better moving forward into this upcoming season. So, make no mistake, you're onto something and it's going to work to your advantage. Looking at your assets and what you have to offer, what are your best assets thus far in the off season that will help you move into your senior season?
One big thing about college football is having IQ, being smart on the field, knowing what to do, understanding the defense and understanding the offense. And I think one thing that I have is that I have high football IQ. I like to think I'm a pretty smart guy when it comes to the field and organizing the defense and recognizing plays that the offense throws at you is something that I really take pride in, because I'm at high school, I wasn't the biggest guy, but I was smart. I knew what to do. I know how to use my body, even though I wasn't the biggest. But just IQ-wise, and just being a sure tackler. I think that's something big that I really take pride in. And one thing that I do need to work on is a little bit of man cover skills, because, everything needs improvement. But, the strength that I really think is just IQ and just being a sure tackler.
Well, being a psychology major and having your second major in physical education, those two work hand in hand. So understanding psychology means that mental toughness would also be part of the conversation, as one would suggest. So there's different types of workouts on the physical education standpoint. Lots of players are doing it. There's yoga, water polo, there's different stretches, things of that nature. If you have a weakness, what have you been doing in the off season to create not only a better dynamic for yourself to be even better in this upcoming senior season, but what do you believe will be your best workout that will help enhance your career moving forward?
For me, I would think just working on my speed, working on things like resistance, running resistance, working on man coverage with my brother Jamel Major, and it's just trying to get better. I just feel like one thing that I do lack is being a speedy guy. So, you know, this offseason, just been working to get my speed up and using a lot of resistance and just really pushing myself past the limit just to get that extra work in and try to get better.
Absolutely right. And a lot of the players that I've had the pleasure of interviewing this past year and in years past, you know, heart is something that you can't measure. There's no measure stick. There's no yardage. There's no inches. Heart gives you something that cannot be measured, but can be seen on the field. You have the physical toughness, the mental toughness, and you have heart. Not only that, but you know how to be a ball hawker. So statistically, where do you believe your limits lay defensively, or is there?
I don't think there is any, you know. I don't like to put a ceiling on anything that I do because I believe that you can always get better. There's always room for improvement, and there's no limit to anything because you can push yourself past and then just, I was raised never to be content with where you are. And, you know, just getting better every day is something that we all do, something that we all work for.
Well, you have a goal, and your goal is to get into the NFL. And the way that I see it, what I've seen, what I've heard just based on this conversation alone, that you have the massive amounts of upside to you that will allow you to get to that next level. And I foresee an NFL team scouting you this year. I honestly do. And realistically speaking, you have high skills. What motivates you to get to that next level? What drives you to who Isaiah is? What makes up Isaiah Vimoda Jr.?
It's just one thing that's big on me is family. And, you know, my brother passed away when I was in eighth grade. And everything since then, I've used that as motivation to push me. Every time I look back and I even have a quick second of, oh, it's too hard. I think about my brother, and that just keeps me pushing. That just keeps me going. And I just use that motivation. Family, my brother, and everything, you know. God, that's what, he's the reason for everything. So that's just what keeps me pushing. That's what keeps me going, and that's what I aspire to go to the next level. Just to prove people wrong, because I know coming out of D2, small school, I worked 10 times harder. And it'll just be nice. It'll be a blessing.
Absolutely. No doubt about that one. Well said, by the way. Contributions are made on the field and off the field. What contribution could you make in any given NFL locker room?
I would be a positive guy, a positive team player. I would be about the team. I wouldn't be no individual on and off the field. I love doing, like, community service, giving back to the kids, all that. So off the field wouldn't be an issue. On the field, I would be a great teammate, positive. I wouldn't bring any bad attitude to the team or anything like that. And I'd be a good team player. I mean, it's a blessing to be on any NFL team, to make any spot. And I would just take advantage of it. And you wouldn't regret it. Any team that picked me up, they wouldn't regret it.
Looking ahead ever so slightly, your weaknesses, you're already aware of. Your strengths, you're already aware of those. Where are your strengths and where are your weaknesses moving ahead into your senior season?
They're moving. It's my strengths, just trying to build on that even more, because you can never be content with my weaknesses. They know that it's just something you got to work on. Something people don't like to acknowledge, or sometimes some people don't like to work on it. But you know, you got to get better. Your weakest thing you got to make that as much as you got to make it a strength. You got to turn it into a strength. So I'm just working on it every day with the team and with the certain players. It's just going on. I'm just trying to get better every single day.
That's all we can do is get better what we do, how we do it, who we do it for, what we do it for, the meaning that makes up who we are as people on the inside out. I want to thank you very much, Isaiah. I really appreciate your time this morning. I really believe just collectively that you're going to be someone that needs to be looked out for moving towards this 2015 senior season and obviously moving forward into the NFL. So I wish you the best, the absolute best in everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's a blessing. And I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I'm thankful for you. Thank you.
Absolutely welcome anytime. And I'll be looking out for you too. Moving ahead. So if there's anything else that I can do for you, feel free, let me know, reach out to me, and get you into the NFL.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's nice to know I can have you in contact if I need anything. Thank you. It's a blessing. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And with that being said, this is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.